Yeah, we're holding up Chofala from Ralph here by the Mishnah. Here, Mishnah says, Ye Tmuras HaBechor, you have a Bechor, and you make a Tmur out of it, from it, or else for Yamaisib, a Maisib Haim, and you make a Tmur from it. So, Lochur is Vlodin. Now, if the Tmur gives birth, or Vlod, Vlodin, grandchild, that's why film, how many generations down, that's why film, Hareeluka Bechor Kumaisa, they have the same Lochur like a Bechor and like a Maisa, even though we had before Psukim that a Tmura is not brought for a korban, the tumura of a bechor, said who, and not the tumura, and who would then maisla enough on bechor, but still it's chala kedusha on the tumura, that you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. When it's a balmum, you still have to be noyeg bekedusha, even when you sell it, you have to be noyeg bekedusha, same way you noyeg bekedusha on the bechor and the maisa. So reyel ke bechor ke maisa, what does that mean to say? The yoichel bemum and the bailam, that the bailam could eat it when it becomes a balmum. A tumur also, the bailam could eat when it becomes a balmum. The tumur of a bechor goes to the kohen, and the tumur of a maisa goes to the Yisrael. If so, man ben bechor maisa ben kol hakodshim. So what's the difference then? Shekol hakodshim we had was nimkorim biyitlis. All kodshim, once they become a balmum and you want to be paid to them, so you're allowed to sell them in the regular marketplace. And v'nishrotim b'litra, you can make a shchit in the marketplace. V'nishkolim b'litra, and you could weigh it, sell them with the regular weight, sell them normally. Because you'll get more money this way, and the money goes to Hegdish, so it's Kedai. Chutz min ha-bechor v'yamaisa, excluding the bechor and ha-maisa, that these things, when you want to sell the meat, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, because the money goes to you. So therefore it's a bizoyin to do these things to Kachim, you can't sell it in the marketplace with the regular weight, you have to sell it differently. So therefore, Tmura at the same halacha also, it has this Kedusha, you can't sell in the marketplace, or Belitra. Now, the Yeshlem pigeon, this pigeon, it could be Poida, the Bechor, it could be Poida it, when it comes about Mum. Well, it's more the same pigeon, it's a regular Kachim. A regular Kachim, when it becomes about Mum, it could be Poida the Kachim. Hodinul Tumura Sayin, a Tumura of another Korban, when it becomes about Mum, it could be Poida it. Bechutz min HaBechor v'yamaisa. That's look by Bechor v'yamaisa, there's no din pigeon. A Bechor, you can't be Poida it, you can't get the Kedusha off the Bechor. Rashi says, Chutz min HaBechor v'maisa, that's different here. Yeah, Bechor it says, Lo tipodi v'maisa k'siv lo yigoyl, that he can be poida. That's when it becomes a bamum, that's the loch, you have to eat it, bamumai. That by a Bechor the Kohen eats it, and by a maisa the Yisrael eats it. But it's not to try to be poida to make it go out the chulin completely. Now the Mishnah says, Uboyi mechutz loretz, all other kabonish, you could bring the animal even from chutzlaretz. Or else if you're makdish and a korban loyla chutzlaretz, you have a chiv to bring a teretz Yisrael to be makavit. Chutz min abachor u maisa. Mashenkein abachor and maisa that's born in chutzlaretz, you don't have a chiv to bring a teretz Yisrael. Just shimbo to me mem yikru, it's up to you. If you want to, you could bring it when it's a tam, and you can bring it for korban if you want to. But you don't have a chiv. Yeah. And the reason is, Mr. says, no, don't say reason yet, v'yim ishim balim tmimim yikrivu, v'yim balim mumim yochlim b'mumim l'baylim. But by b'chor and ha-maisa, it depends. If you want, you could bring it when it's a tam, but when it's a bal mum, then you leave it where it is, and then the chami, then the b'aylim eat it. So that's one of the reasons that by the pigeon, when a b'chor becomes a bal mum, the kohen could eat it. So if it was not such a big purpose of bringing it to Yerushalayim for korban, but he could just hold on to it, and if it becomes a bumble, he'll use it there. Amr Shimon says, he explains it now, my time, what's the reason that you don't have to bring a bechor from Kutzloras to Yerushalayim, you don't have a chiv? Sha'bechor v'yamaiso yesh lem panos mem kaimam. Because wherever you are, it could be used there. Meaning to say there's a takana, Rashi says, there's the future for it. That wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the kohen can eat it wherever he is, even in chutzlaretz. But for sharkol hakodshim, any other korban, afa pishnola ben mum, even though it comes a mum on the korban, harei lebutush soson, they still have the kedusha. And since they still have the kedusha, you have to redeem it. So, and the money, when you pray with it, the money goes up for a korban. Therefore, since anyway the domin is eventually going to be used for a korban, the other is the svar, you should bring the korban itself better. But since by a bechor and a maisa, when it comes to balmum, you don't have to sell it and give the money to Hegdish, but rather you just eat it the way it is, so therefore you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You could just let it stay outside Eretz Yisrael and just wait till it becomes a balmum and eat it then. Omar Rabba bar Rav Aza. Boyim b'ma rovin, Eretz Yisrael, he has a shout like this. What's going to be hamata mumba tumurosai bechor u'maisa? Aloko b'tumura v'bechor u'maisa, it's not korov. It just has a kedushas aguf on it. You have to wait till it has a balmum. But it has no kedushas akrov, you don't bring it for korban. If so, mau, are you allowed to put a mum? Are you over a lav? By regular korban, there's a lav, a pasuk says a mum lo yiyaboy. You're not allowed to put a mum into a korban because you're pathless for that krova. But what's going to be the tumura of a bechor and a maisa? Anyway, it's not bought for korban. Is there any avera making a mum in it? Mi armina, do I say, kivun le kraven, since they're not korf for korban, le mechayiv, there's no issa to make a mum in it? Or do we maybe, kivun the kotchi mechayiv, since the maisa has a kdusha saguf on it, there is an issa not to put a bal make into a bal mum. Some le abaye said back, and Pashan abaye holds that there's no issa, and he said like this, if you have a shayla with tiburlach, weren't he asked the same shayla about hamato mum b'chi shemaisa? When you count the maisa behemoth, the loch is, when you count the ninth one, by mistake he called the ninth one number 10, so it's chalak kedusha on it, but it's not korah for korban, you have to wait till it becomes a bamum, and then you pay to it. So weren't he asked a shayla on that korban also? Since you can't makrev it, is there any issa to make it into a bamum? Elo maishno chid leikum boile. How come you didn't ask the question over there? It must be, like Abaye holds the svar is, the rachmona miyata. Since it's a ferish of miyata kroz, the postik says, asiri, that you only bring for korban the tenth one, but loisi achi, that the ninth one is not brought for korban. If so, since it's a special postik that says it's not brought for korban, that's why you tell me in svar there's no issa to make a mum on it. If so, the same source apply here also. Hochinami, Rachmona miyatinu, the Torah said clearly that by the tumur of Bechor it's not korah. It says, lo tipodei, kodeshem can't be poid the Bechor, but rather remains kodeshem. So we dash in heim kravim, only the Bechor itself is brought for korban. But v'yein tumurosan kravim, but its tumura is not brought for korban. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masl Hochin, that means he learned like this, that Omer Rav Acha b'red Rav Aza. Boyim b'marovin in Eretz Yisrael, he has to shayla up like this. What's going to be hamato mum b'chi shemaisa? When you have your maisa behemia, that the ninth one, that mistake you call that number 10. So locher is it's chalak kedusha, but you don't bring it for korban. So ma, was there any issa to be matla mum in it or not? So Amalei again, so he answered back and said, v'tibor loch, how come you did not ask the same shayla? About hamato mum b'tumuras b'chor maisa. We have the tumur of a bechor over maisa, the same shayla. It itself is korov, just there's no mum in it. It itself is korov. No, forget, it itself is not korov, just it has a kedushas aguf. So one, he has the same shayla there. Is there an avera putting a mum in there or not, since it's not korov? El, a maishna, tumuras bechor over maisa, look at me, but how come he asked the question over there? To look at me, boy, look, oh, why the rachamona miyatinu? Because the Torah says clearly that has no kedusha. As into that, it has no din akrov, you don't bring it for korban. As into you don't bring it for korban, there's no whisper of matla mum. It's the same thing here also. In the Rachmona Miyatog, the Pasuk says, Kodeshem, only the Bechor is Kodesh, and Hain Kravim, only the Bechor itself is brought for korban, V'yain Tmurosin Krava. It says, the Pshad, since there's a Gzeras HaKosov here, so Chi Shomai Tsunami, the same thing. Rachmona Miyatog, the Torah says clearly not like that. The Pasuk says, Ho Asiri, only the tenth one is Kodesh. Loitzi is achi, that this ninth one is not brought for korban. So since it's not brought for korban, who adin the locher is, there's no issa to make it into a mum. So in the Chami, that's what Abaye holds as far is, there's no issa to be matl a mum on such a behema, even though it has a kedusha zaguf, but since it has no din akrov, there's no avera. Then the Mishnah says, v'imbol t'mimim, that if you want to bring a bechor from chutzlor at satam, you could bring it if you want, you could. Where Aminu have a question, it says that Ben Antignis Helu Bechoris Mibovel, he brought up his Bechoris from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, for like Kilu Mimenu, and they were not in the Kavla, they didn't want to take it. So Rashi says, Ukosh, as a Kashan Amastis Netoni, our Mishnah says, in Bol Tmimim Yikrivu, they bring it, you could, you are Makrivit. And Eretz Mashmi brought it up, and they didn't want to accept it. So Mor says, Omer Rav Chizla Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Hor Rabbi Shmuel, Hor Rabbi Kiva, so Machlekas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya was learned like this. Rabbi Yaisi Yomer. So Chida Selva Lakasha, Rabbi Shmuel Hor Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Yaisi Yomer Gimel Dvor Mishum Gimel Zakenim. He said over three alokas, the name of three Zakenim. That Rabbi Shmuel Amar Mishmuel says that Yochai would have thought to say A person today, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, you could bring your Maisa Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, v'yachlenem Yerushalayim. That's a lock. Maisa Sheni can't eat outside Yerushalayim. So maybe today also you could eat it in Yerushalayim. The din, where it's a score like that. Bechor Torin Havoyas Mokim. A korban Bechor, we know you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Maisa Torin Havoyas Mokim. Maisa Sheni can only eat inside Yerushalayim. So Ma Bechor, one swore is just like Bechor, is Eina Nechal Elu Bechnei Abayis. Just like a Bechor, you can only eat it when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Ma Bechor and a Nechal can be forced to come on. The boy matin domim vimru l'mizbeach. You have to put the domim and the imur on the mizbeach. So Pshita, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't do it. If so, Af Maisa, same approach applied to Maisa Sheni also. Eina Nechal Elu Bechnei Abayis. You can only eat Maisa Sheni when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But without a Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it. So that's once where you cannot eat it. He says back, no. That loy mamat, didn't I tell you the bechor, that you know the reason why you can't bring a bechor, but it's not the Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban Abayis, shekein toin matan dom v'yemur l'gabim mizbeach, pshita, because the bechor is a korban, so you have to put the blood and the yemur and burn it on the mizbeach, so after the Churban Abayis, you can't do that. But to yom v'maisa, batev v'maisa sheni, to loy, like, there's no avoida, the maisa sheni, just bring it in Yerushalayim. You don't have to bring it on the mizbeach. So maybe even though Zman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, maybe still could eat in Yerushalayim. So Mora says, no, Amata, I'll tell you Bikurim. Halacha is Bikurim. That the Tunan Avoyis Mokim, you have to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And Omaisa Tunan Avoyis Mokim. And Maisa Sheni has to be brought in Yerushalayim. So say the same thing, Ma Bikurim, just like Bikurim. Ein Nechol Amel Lefnei Abayis, just like Bikurim is only Nechol. Lefnei Abayis, because there the Apostle says, Rashi says, it says, Lefnei Mizbech, the Siv, Nach, Lefnei Hashem Lekechom. So, af ma'isu adin ma'isu sheni also then nechal al lufnei abayis. You're going to eat ma'isu sheni Yerushalayim bezman there's a Beis HaMikdash. So where it says no, I'll tell you mal bikurim. Bikurim is something special. I'll tell you mal bikurim shekein tunin hanocha. That the mitzvah bikurim is you have to bring it up and give it to the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and he puts it down lufnei Hashem. Like Rashi says, hanocha means lufnei hamizbeach. You have to put down the bikurim right in front of the mizbeach. The chesid the pasuk says vihinach lufnei Hashem lekecha. Teyama, the Gemara says, Mashenkin b'maisa b'maisa sheni deloy, like maisa sheni has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It's only to bring it into Yerushalayim. So I would have thought to say maybe maisa sheni you could bring today and eat in Yerushalayim. This would come out now. Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says like this. It says a hekeshir. The Pasuk says v'yachal lefnei Hashem lekech. It's supposed to eat in front of Hashem. Maisa degoncha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha uv'koros b'korcha v'tzayncha. There's one big pasuk here. So hekesh, the part that makes hekesh the same halacha, ma'aser lebechor, that ma'aser sheni has the same halacha like a korban bechor, and to tell us that this pasuk says ma'aser degoncha, then it says bekorecha. So ma bechor, just like a korban bechor, ain't a nechal lefnei abayis. You can only eat it when you have a beis hamikdash. Is that for ma'aser the same thing? A ma'aser also ain't nechal lefnei abayis. You can only eat ma'aser sheni when it's brought when you have the beis hamikdash. But if not, not. So, I learned now from this posik. For the Gemara still, what do we need a posik for? For lehed the din of leisiv metzad, why can't I learn out from the mehatzad? And learn out that the maisa bikurim and bechor needs the beis hamikdash. So, who are din? Maisa sheni also needs the beis hamikdash. If you learn out from one alone, because each one has its own chumrah. One needs hakrova for the emurim and dam, and the bikurim needs hanocha. But learn from both of them together, so maybe it should be good. So what do we need a posik for? Then we should know from this svara here that it's only Maisa Sheni is only in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says no. Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Diklamem, we can say like this: Mal the Atzad Hashavu Shebem Shekein Yesh Bem Tzad Mizbeach. That I call upon both the Bikurim and Bechor has something to do with the Mizbeach. So that's why it's only done when you have the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ashenkein Maisa Sheni has nothing to do with the Mizbeach at all. Like the Bikurim needs Hanocha on the Mizbeach, in front of the Mizbeach, and Bechor needs Dam on the Mizbeach. Ma'ashenkein Maisa Sheni does not need it, I would not learn out from those two. So therefore I need a special pasuk to teach me that Bezman is there, you cannot eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, the Shabbat, the Girsas are here, the Gemara says, Umay Kesava, what does he hold? The Rashi says, the Pshita Le, the Bechor and the Nechel, Maisa Sheni, Mesapag Le. Our Tan here, our Gemara has a suffix whether you could eat Maisa Sheni or not. in Yerushalayim. But mashma bechor was tricked to Gemara. You cannot eat the bechor in like in Yerushalayim now without the Beis Hamikdash. So if so, my kasava, what do we hold? Smells like this. I kasava, if he holds that kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel losa lovayim. If you hold the first Beis Hamikdash, its kedusha is even losa lovayoso, even b'zman as after the korban habayis. If so, then loishno b'chor v'loishno ma'isa. V'nei havoninu, both of them should be able to be brought. L'ma'isa has the kedusha is as if the Beis Hamikdash is here. Rashi says, Tevaya b'chor ma'isa v'nei havoninu. V'yakrivam, you could bring them. Hoyel v'hashta nami kedushi, Yerushalayim lakriv. It's called Yerushalayim and Kriyam Akriv there. So Pshit, you could bring the ma'isa sheni, and the one din b'chor also should be able to do it. Yeah, mash even b'chor also. Or else, if you tell me now that b'chor is no good, so pshit the mice was also no good, and it shouldn't be a shayla. Yeah, loishno mice sheni, loishno b'chor, loishno mice b'nei havoninu. Vik, so if you hold what that kedusha rishon was kitchel shayt, and it was only kodesh kol zman after the Beis Hamikdash, but for like kitchel lost lovay after the churban abayis. It has no makdush anymore in the Beis Hamikdash. So filu b'chor nami tiboyloch. At the same time of the sofik you have about Maisa Sheni, why don't you have the same sofik about b'chor monashoch? Is it still called the chveis the bayis or not? This gears is very shveya, because the Maisa b'chor avadi can't bring. If it has no kedusha now, you can't be makir of the b'chor chur b'shita. So Rashi just says, if you want to say it's not kodesh and afilu hochi misafkalei, that Maisa so tiboy nami b'chor, you should have a shal about b'chor also. So I'm not sure exactly what should be the shayla about the Bechor. The Chur, Bechor, for sure, you can't bring. It's gears a little bit shver. That's why Rashi has the gears to hear. Fila Bechor nami tiboyloch. So Mura says, yes. L'yerlem rila tell you kisavri holds kedusha rishani kitch l'shayt tevuloi kitch l'os love. No, there's no kedusha now after the Chur ben Abayis. So, just like Bechor is no good, so what's it sad about Maisa? V'och ha-mayaskin ha-gogoyin she-nizrak domoi she-bechor b'fnei Abayis. That right before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, you made as weak as Adam, you shechted your Bechor, and you made as weak as Adam, Befnei Abayis, and then Bechor of Abayis, then there's Churban Abayis Beis Hamikdash. For you are dying, Bosakim, you still have the meat left over from the Korban Bechor. Look at like this. Kivon on the East Adam, since we have some blood left over right now, the Korban, Loi Barzriko, you can't make as weak right now, because it's Churban Abayis, is also Boser Yalef Midam. So this meat we learn out from the Dam, to say, just like you can't bring the dam now, who then you can't eat the meat right now? So it's the limud right now that this meat cannot be eaten. And so once I learn out that you cannot eat the meat, is the what then? V'yosi ma'isa v'yalim v'chor. I learn out ma'isa now from b'chor also to say, that just like b'chor in this case cannot be brought, who then ma'isa sheni also cannot be brought now. Rashi says, v'yosi ma'isa sheni v'yalim v'chor b'hakesha, v'chat ofnei Hashem, the ma'isa sheni iskash l'b'chor. Since there is a type of bechor that's pshit, you can't eat it. Ela b'fnei abayis, k'gorin hai, is garmini, we learn out ma'isi minei, that there is a modern case here that bechor you cannot eat. You made this shrit and this rik when you saw the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no way to eat this meat now after the churban, even if it becomes a balmum. If so, who are then to learn out ma'isi rul, so you cannot eat it from this limud. For the Gemara, no. Omi yafinin, Kotchem Yadodik, learn out Kotchem one from the other. V'yom Rav Yechanan, Kol HaTorah Kulo LeMeidim Lomed Min HaLomik, learn out one halacha from another halacha. Chutz Min HaKotchem, but by Kotchem the klal is Shein LeMeidim Lomed Min HaLomik. Like if you only know the halacha here, let's say here by Bechor, you only know because you learn out Dam from Boso. So if you only know it by Bechor because you learn out one from the other, then you cannot learn out Maisa Sheini from it. So first the Moriant says, no, I'll tell you Maisa Chulunu. And since you're learning out Maisa Sheni is not called Kedushas Aguf, it's called like Chulin. So since it's Halacha of Chulin, you could learn it out from Bechor, which is from Bosor and the Dam. So most it depends. You go after the one you're learning it out from, what you're learning out. So you're learning out Maisa, since that's Chulin, it's okay. Elaman Diyama Bosor Malamed Azdinin, you go Bosor, the one you're learning it out from, so Michael Meimah. since you learn it out from Bechor, and Bechor is Kochim, you should not be able to learn out Meister from this Din of Bechor, because by Bechor itself you don't know. Because by Bechor the boss, you're learning it out from the Dam. So since learning out one from the Yod, you can learn out a third thing from it. Samara says, no. Atera Svori is boss of the Dam, Chodim Ilsehi. That boss with Dam is one thing. So I learned out by Bechor that since the Dam cannot be brought to it, then the boss cannot be brought. So I know now there's a Pasuk saying that the boss cannot be eaten by Bechor. I learned out my Sisheni from this. Rabbi Kiva says like this now. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Ya lo dom Bechor, Michutz Loretz Loretz, Bizman, Shabbese Mitishkayim, Viakrivenu. Every person like has the Chiv to bring up his Bechor from Chutz Loretz. To bring it there, to Yisrael, Bizman, Shabbese Mitishkayim, Makrib, but then, Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, V'yachal tafnei Hashem lekecha, Maisa de Gonchel, V'sirosh, V'sirosh, our Pasuk, or Bechor, V'sbekor, V'sanecha. She dashes like this, Mimokim Shat Mala Maisa Dogan. It means only from Eretz Yisrael itself that the Chiv will take off Trumas and Maisrois to Mala Bechor. So any animal, any Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring it for Korban. But in Mimokim Shiat to Mala Maisa Dogan, but in Chutz Loretz, where there's no Chiv to take off Trumas and Maisrois, is the Yat to Mala Bechor. You have no Chiv to bring up a Bechor from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Chiv is called Drasha. That I would have thought to say maybe you have a Chiv too. Kamash, no, there's no Chiv to bring up a Bechor from Chutz Loretz. In Teretz Yisrael. Benazi and Bialti says like this, Benazi Yomer, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Ma'les Ma'isi Sheni V'yochlena B'chol Aroya. Maybe you could bring up your Ma'isi Sheni from any part of Eretz Yisrael, and you could eat it, not only in Yerushalayim, but from any place that you could see Yerushalayim. And Vedin would swear like that, because Bechor is Torin Avoy Smokim, or Bechor you have to bring to Yerushalayim, Teretz Yisrael. Who Ma'isi Torin Avoy Smokim? So Ma Bechor, just like a Bechor, is in a nechlal lefnim and achayim, just like Bechor could only eat the meat inside Yerushalayim. After Meister, same thing, Meister Sheni also, Teres El Tidin in Yerushalayim means, in a nechlal lefnim and achayim, only inside Yerushalayim. So what do you tell him now? I could think he even eat it outside the walls, as long as he could see Yerushalayim from that place. Here at Smash Menoy, he could only eat it inside the walls. So Mor says, no, Ma'al Bechor Bechor is different, she can't toy in Matan Domim, Vimur Gabi Mizbeach. That's why you can only eat it inside the chayma, the wall around Yerushalayim. True, it's called Kachim Kalim. The Kachim Kalim is Necho B'chol Mokim in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. But Yoma B'maisa, B'maisa Sheni, Deloi, you don't have to bring it on the Mizbeach. So maybe you don't have to mamish eat it inside Yerushalayim. It's enough even outside as long as you can see Yerushalayim. Talmud Lemon, no, the Pasuk says, according to Benazai, Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk tells us, V'yachalt lefnei Hashem lekecha, Maisa de Gonko, V'sroshu v'tzurecha, B'koros b'korcho, V'tzoynecha. So again, he uses this secret to teach us, Makish, Maisa lebechor, learn out, Hilchas, Maisa Sheni, from Bechor. Ma Bechor, just like a Bechor, Razen, Anech, Lel, Lefnim, and Achayma, just like the Bechor, you can only eat it inside Yerushalayim, inside the wall around Yerushalayim, is that Maisa, same thing by Maisa Rosso, and Anech, you can only eat it, El, Lefnim, and Achayma, only inside the Chayma. So that's the way he learned out the Sekish. That's Benazi learned out the Sekish. So Shal, how to use the Sekish? Either according to Bekiva to teach us, you don't have to bring a Bechor from Chutz Loretz, or else the teachers know that Ma'isa Sheni, you have to eat Mamish inside Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, my Kashle, what was bothering the Gemara, Yochel? Like, what was the Havamina to say that you could eat Ma'isa Sheni outside Yerushalayim as long as you could see it? What's the Havamina? So the Gemara says, yes, Amarta, I'll tell you like this. Herlut Nan, since we learn like this, Ein Bein Shilul Yerushalayim, there's no difference between when they had the Mishkan and Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Elisha B'Shiloh, Oichlen Kotchim Kalim U'Maisa Sheni B'Chol Aroya, any place around Shiloh, the Mishkan, there, wherever you could see it, was able to eat Maisa Sheni or Kotchim Kalim. Uv Yerushalayim, though, once they brought the Beis Hamikdash into Yerushalayim, then only Lefnim Menachayim could only eat it inside the walls of Yerushalayim. V'chein kotchim kotchim lefnim menachloim koni kotchim kalim kotchim kol kotchim kotchim like an oilo like a chakis only inside the walls of the Azor itself. So madatim, I would have thought to say v'yushalayim leisi ma'ishesheni b'chol aroya, like just like by Shiloh you were able to eat ma'ishesheni as long as you could see Shiloh. So maybe Yerushalayim had the same malacha rosh as long as you could see Yerushalayim, it's enough. Kamash milano, that once you have a malacha to be inside Yerushalayim, the din is you have to be inside the chayma. Just like by Bechor, it has to be inside the Chayma, who would in Ma'isa Sheni also, you can only eat it when you're inside the Chayma. It's not enough to be outside and you can just see Yerushalayim. Now we have Acher Merim, others says that Yoch, I would thought to say, Ye Bechor Shov Resh Nosoi. You have a Bechor that the year went by already and you didn't check it, you didn't know Mum yet. So I would thought to say, Kivsun HaMikdoshim, that like a psulim adoshim, you can't bring up a korban anymore. Because the pasuk says to bring the bechor within the first year. So maybe if nothing happened to it, still a tam, just the year went by, you can't use it. For yisul, it's possible for korban. No. Talmudim, the pasuk says, Talmudim, the maisa, the god, is rosh mitzrecha. It's makish bechor la maisa, the hekash ye bechor to maisa. Ma maisa, just like maisa sheni, is, or any maisa, in trumas and maisas. And in yisul, mishon and chaverton, even though you didn't take off trumas and maisas this year, you could take it off next year. Is af bechor the same thing with korban bechor? Ain't a nifsum mishalom lechaverot, even though it's left over from one year to another year, you can still use it. The Gemara says the rabbonin, the mafkelu the time machrina. The rabbonin learned out this hekeshil we had before for other drushes that teach us about where you could eat it, or about where you could eat it, where you have to bring it from. Is so mishalom lechaverot minolahu. How do they know taka that meister that a bechor could even be brought the next year also? So Mora says, Naftal, they were born and learned out from the pasuk itself that says, L'fnei Hashem l'kecho t'echleno, shona b'shona. That in front of Hashem, Yishid HaBechor, this year and next year. Mashma 2 years anyway. So Liman HaBechor comes to teach us on the Bechor, Liman HaBechor, Shena Nisal Mishana L'chaberto. That even though the Bechor was left over 1 year to another year, it doesn't become possible. He could still bring it. Echnam in the Chetchila Tak, he's supposed to bring it. But if he didn't bring it though, he could bring it next year also. Ulacherim, the Gemara says, Ulacherim, though the dash in the pasuk this way, as lefnei Hashem kecho techlenu shana b'shana my dash bei, they need this hekashir to teach us that a bechor could be brought the second year. So why don't the dash of this pasuk shana b'shana? What do they do with the word shana b'shana? So when it says mivolo, they need like the katan, like we learned that yoyim echad mishana zu. Let's say you have a bechor that you shechted it the last day of the year. So how long can you eat it yet? They could eat it that day, for Yoy Echad Mishon Acheres, you can eat it the next day or the next year. Limeid comes to teach us this pasuk. Limeid ala bechor, the loch of a bechor is shenechel after you shecht your bechor, b'shas was a tam and you brought it for a korban that the kahanim could eat from the basam. Shenechel is shnei yom b'lay lechor, has loch like a shlamim. Could eat it for 2 days and the night in between. That's this pasuk of shana b'shana. Could eat it the last day of this year and the first day of the next year. For the Gemara of Rabbanon is so, the Nechol Lebeis Yom V'Lai Lechem in Olu, how do they know this Yisoid, that you could eat a Bechor 2 days and one night? On the Kroah, the Pasuk says, Yilecho Kechazor HaTznufa, that a Bechor is the same Elecho, like a Chazor HaTznufa, means it's just like a Korban Shlomim. As well as like a Korban Shlomim, Rashi says, Kechazor B'Shoi Keshol Toida, Oksiv, it says by there, Yiloisif Oid, Havai Acheres Kiyotze Bohenu Yoyim Beis. Come to teach us that you have another day. So the kids said they learn out this pasuk from another drasha, not from the pasuk shana b'shana, but from this drasha of yilecho that a bechor also has the loch he could eat it for 2 days and one night. Yehadin alecho elo kachin. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.